Hello, this is Bixby. Welcome to the Bixby Developers Chat Podcast. Here is your host, Roger Kibbe.
Hello, Bixby Developer Chat listeners. For the end of the year podcast, I did something special. I ask everyone who's been a guest on the podcast over the past year to contribute to this end of the year special edition of the podcast. This is part two of the special edition. If you missed part one, go back and listen to it. 32 amazing voice gurus contributed to this end of the year podcast. I asked each voice guru to say who they are and answer these questions. The first question was the hidden gem question. What is a voice experience, i.e. a skill, an action, a capsule, a podcast, or a flash briefing that you would like more people to discover and use, and why do you like it? The second question was my prediction question. What do you predict or want to see happen in the voice industry in 2021? Without further ado, let's listen to today's 16 podcast guests. Our first guest is Jenny Merrow. Take it away, Jenny.
Hi, I'm Jenny Merrow. I'm a journalist turned voice app developer and founder of AppySloth, a company that builds highly engaging voice experiences. I recently discovered Guess the Drawing on the Google Assistant Hub, and I am hooked. The drawing slowly appears on the screen, and you have to decipher what it is before the timer ends. The idea itself is pretty cool, but what elevates it is the design. It's got simple yet cool graphics, and the screen does not feel cluttered. You only get the elements that you truly need, like a category label that gives you a clue about what the answer might be. And there are also boxes that represent letters for the answer. It's a great way to spend a few minutes of your day, I promise. 2021 will be the year that brands can no longer ignore the power of voice tech. We'll see brands accelerate experimenting with and adopting voice as another layer of engaging with customers, be it including a voice experience in conjunction with a product launch or providing personalized and useful content via a voice app.
Hi, everyone. I'm Artie Merritt, an entrepreneur in the conversational AI space. I've been doing this for nearly 5 years. I was one of the co-founders of Dashbot, and I frequently write and speak about chatbots and the data insights surrounding them. I'm a heavy user of Alexa for the core functionality, checking weather, listening to music, getting general information, but I also use it quite a bit for home automation. I have all the lights in the house rigged up with it, and the next step is really to figure out how to get it to feed the cat. While there are challenges related to user acquisition, discovery, and monetization of third-party voice skills, I believe voice as an interface in general is even more important in today's pandemic environment. Being able to call an elevator, open a door, check out at a store, or use an ATM via voice without having to touch anything would be incredibly useful and quite valuable. It will be interesting to see how voice is incorporated into more of these everyday actions in the coming year.
Hi, my name is Ruben. I'm one of the developers for the Jovo framework, and I'm happy to be on the show again. I don't really have a favorite skill or capsule, but for a couple of days now, I've been trying out a skill named My Daily Mindset, which takes you on a little journey to have like healthier thoughts and approach the day more energized. And for me, the last couple of weeks have been extremely stressful, and winter season and Corona don't really help there. And so far, this little skill has made my morning a bit better. So yeah, I'd recommend you to check it out. So for 2021, I want to see more collaboration within the community. Here at Jovo, we already have a Slack channel, a community forum, and also a very small GitHub community where we share some useful code and plugins for the Jovo framework. But in my opinion, this can be greatly extended. Even if you don't even use Jovo, sharing code for developing voice experiences is a win-win for all parties. So I'd like to see it happen more often.
Hi. I'm Ryan Lipkin, the head of partnerships at SideChef. I've really enjoyed the Seaside Sounds Alexa skill. Boy, that's a mouthful. It's been great as we've turned to winter here to get some nice background sounds and think to a warmer summer that's hopefully coming sooner than later. So my prediction for the voice industry in 2021 is around the use of screen-enabled devices and just that use case really being taken up a notch and having a lot of new users experiencing voice plus screen in a whole new way. Certainly from a Side Chef perspective as a recipe capsule, we're really excited about what we can do with the Samsung Bixby fridge-enabled screen. I think there's a lot of exciting opportunity there. And I do just, is for the industry as a whole, really see this visual assistant really opening up a whole new opportunity to really make our voice assistants that much more powerful for consumers.
Hello, this is Mark Tucker. I am a software developer and architect with Voice Technology. You can catch me on my podcast, Two Voice Devs. And I just recently joined Rain Agency as a senior technical director. My hidden gem is a game that I just created and am releasing called Snatch Word. The goal of Snatch Word is to snatch words and hold on to them while earning points and trying to get to a top spot in the leaderboard. It is currently available for Amazon Alexa in English in the United States, UK, Canada, Australia, and India. And it will be soon to be released on Google Assistant and also Samsung Bixby. And you'll all actually be playing against players from around the world across devices. I think this might be the first time that is done. It is a massive multiplayer online game. So hundreds, if not thousands, can play simultaneously. I'm just really excited about it. You can find out more information about the game by visiting snatchword.com or our Facebook page or reaching out to me on social media. My hope for the voice industry in 2021 is to see all of the hard work and energy and positivity that so many have put into this industry over these last years really come to fruition, to see people succeeding, to be able to see voice experience, be able to earn money, monetize, and stand on their own so that developers can create and that consumers can enjoy voice technology.
Hi, my name is Daniel Hill. I host the Instagram Stories on Amazon Echo devices, as well as Google Home devices as a member of the Google News Publishing Network. I help people understand how to use the latest features of Instagram. They're constantly adding new features, rolling back features sometimes, changing the way things work, tweaking the algorithm, and I help people to get the most out of the platform. One voice experience I think a lot of people don't know about is Song Quiz from Volley FM. It's a game where you hear a small snippet of a song and you guess the artist and the title. You can play for various decades on genres of music. And it's absolutely just a really, really fun skill. You can play by yourself, with one other person, or a group of people. And what's really nice about it is you don't need to have a set amount of time to play. You can play for 10 minutes or 45 minutes, whatever amount of time you have, you're going to have a blast playing Song Quiz. I highly recommend it. One thing I'd really like to see for the voice industry is some coming together with the podcasting world, because I think right now people can hear podcasts or flash briefings or even engage with your voice skill, but there's really no good feedback mechanism. You can sit down and write an email, you can sit down and write a tweet, but you should be able to give some kind of audio response through your AirPods or earbuds or whatever you're using, or even your smart speaker. That voice experience should be interactive. And when you can hear people's responses after they've heard your audio content, and other listeners who listen to your audio content can hear fellow listeners' responses, I think that's really a great chance to grow community. So I'm looking forward to the voice industry hopefully picking up this idea and running with it in 2021.
Hi, I'm Yong Ngo, founder and CTO of CogniVocal. From a healthcare perspective, I'd love to see clinicians have access and use Nuance's Dragon Ambient Experience DAX. This will be integrated into Microsoft Teams for virtual telehealth consults. What this does is synthesize the conversation between the clinician and the patient during a virtual visit in Microsoft Teams. This will incorporate the data and the contextual information into the electronic health and or medical record, the EHR. Now, what studies have found is that 40% of physician or clinical burnout is attributed to time on the EHR, where they spend almost 4-6 hours daily. I see voice make a major impact in healthcare to alleviate clinician burnout, as we see Microsoft Teams adoption explode to over 115 million active daily users. And what we're seeing is hospitals around the world adopt this technology. This also comes off the back of announcements by Cerner and Epic, massive providers of EHR in 2020, detailing integration of Nuance's virtual assistant into their respective EHRs. This will allow clinicians to navigate the platform using voice commands. They can do clinical tasks, save time by searching patient charts, ordering, scheduling, and just enabling clinicians to navigate the menu structure, search for information, and place orders all by voice and all hands-free. So this is an exciting prospect, and how voice, I think, will help in healthcare and clinicians.
Hi, I'm Jenny Stenhouse. I'm a developer's advocate for Neosensory, and I am the COO of Women in Voice. I wish I had a more exciting response to this one, but I'm going to stick with the one I usually use, and that is sleep sounds. I'm sure heaps of people already know about it, but it really is excellent and is definitely a lifesaver when you have small humans. In 2021, I would really like to see more context-aware voice experiences that take whatever your situation is into bearing and delivers you data that is always appropriate in a way that's easy to consume, and probably a better intertwining of multimodality as well. So I would love to see things that go beyond just voice and screen. Obviously, I support some haptic use in there, and also like smart switching between those modalities. I would also like to see that thing that happens with amazing editing in movies where your voice experience becomes so habitual in use that people forget that they're using it. And basically, they're only going to notice really how excellent it is when it's not available.
Hey there, I'm Alan Furstenberg. I am a project guru for Objective Consulting, and I am a Google developer expert for the Google Assistant. So a lot of what I do for my day job is helping clients understand how and what they can do with voice. I know I'm biased since this is one of my actions, but I'd like people to check out Voodoo Drive and see and start exploring with how you can use voice to both control a spreadsheet by adding data to it and querying a spreadsheet and get data out of it. I think this two-way interaction with a spreadsheet can be really powerful, and I'd like people to explore it and see what we can do better with it. Well, what I predict for 2021 is unfortunately very different than what I want to see in 2021. What I really would like to see is a more ubiquitous voice experience, so that I can be working and say something in one place and have that carry through to all of the different platforms where I may be working, whether it's mobile, whether it's my desktop, whether I'm in the car. No matter where I am, I want to be able to say something or ask something and get that out. And what I think I fear is that instead of seeing this ubiquitousness, we're going to see more narrowing, more stovepiping, more you need to use it on this platform and this platform only. So I hope we don't go that direction. I really want to see us have voice everywhere and as part of everything in a seamless, transparent, easy way.
Hi, my name is Kerry Roberts, and I am the owner of Branding Connection and the founder of Top 25 Today. I help businesses and entrepreneurs increase their brand awareness through content marketing in the audio and video formats of podcasting and voice technology, as well as social media. And I am also a professional podcast host. So my favorite voice skill is on Google Assistant. It's called What's My Zodiac Sign? And basically, it gives you a daily horoscope, and it can actually send to you at a certain time every single day on your phone. So I like to actually listen to it through the skill on my phone. I find it to be fun, helpful. It's very easy to use. It was done in a very simple way, but it's something that a lot of people like and enjoy. I think the need for voice technology will continue to improve, especially after this pandemic. People want to do things in a safe way, in an efficient way, in an easy way. So I do see it increasing. The biggest challenge that I think needs to be dealt with is that the voice technology industry has to spend more time educating those that are not in the industry. There are many people that are really unaware of what it is, the capabilities it has, and how it could help them personally or professionally.
Hi, I'm Braden Rehm, CEO of VoiceFlow. You know, this might sound like a bit of a cop-out, but one voice experience I've been using a lot lately is listening to my podcasts through my Alexa and or Google, depending on which room of the house I'm in. Lately, I've been really into How I Built This, which is a great podcast by NPR, which highlights the story behind everyday brands that we use, how they were found, and ultimately how the company was built. It's really inspiring, especially his role in such a nascent space that we're all trying to build together. Highly recommend it. What do I predict is going to happen to the voice industry in 2021? I think a big thing is we're going to stop calling it sort of the voice industry. I think more and more it's conversational AI, and that manifests itself through sort of a multitude of interfaces, one being voice, of course, but others being chat and touch and all these different modalities that are going to be mixed together to create a great conversational experience.
My name is Tim. I'm one of the co-founders of 169 Labs, a voice assistant agency based in Germany. I'm responsible for all the creative work, concepts, and conversation design. As one of my close friends just celebrated the birth of their young boy, my first thought about which skill I really like is the baby packing list we created last year. It helps young moms and dads to not forget anything when they leave the house. The skill works as a checklist, and while preparing yourself to leave the house, you're able to check if you have everything to take care about your baby. That's a really neat idea, I would say, because it makes use of that context that you are on the go or about to leave, and you can go through that checklist via voice. One of the essential questions is, how can we promote voice experiences on the platforms of the big voice assistants we currently are using? So how do marketing strategies look for companies, and how do they promote their products on voice assistants, or how can they promote their voice experience they just created? I think these opportunities will be key for the success of companies and their belief and trust in the platforms, because it's very essential for them to be able to promote their voice applications.
Hi everyone, my name is Amel and I'm the CEO and founder of Treble. We help people stay informed on topics that are important to them in just a few minutes each day. Through our platform, you can follow different people or organizations that you trust to give you the information that you need. And each morning, we send you a playlist of what we call shortcasts. Shortcasts are basically very short podcasts, usually 2 to 3 minutes. And the idea is that in less than 15 minutes each day, you get caught up on all the things that are important to you. What is the voice experience that I would like more people to discover? I'm sure a lot of people will have voice interactive experience to recommend. And I could also probably recommend Treble. But I feel like if I was doing that, I would be cheating a little bit. So instead, I want to maybe go in a different direction and recommend a piece of content that I think a lot of people should discover and give a try. And the one I want to recommend is called Radio Headspace. It's from the company Headspace, the meditation company. And it's a great piece of content. It runs every day. You probably won't be able to find it as a flash briefing, but if you'll be able to find it on Treble. So if you use a mobile phone or use a voice assistant or any type of device, you can get to listen to Radio Headspace through the Treble voice experience. Now, what I like about Radio Headspace is I think it's the one of the most calm, enlightening, refreshing content you can possibly listen to in the morning. You just gotta try to understand what I'm saying, but it's part of my morning routine now. I listen to on Treble, but I only discovered it actually a month ago, but it's really good. That's all I can say. Like, you just gotta try it to understand what I'm saying, but you will learn a lot, and I think just like me, it easily become part of your routine as well, and you can check it out on Treble. What would I want to see happen in the voice industry in 2021? That's a great question. There's obviously a lot of things I would like to see happen in 2021, but I'll pick one that I think is dear to my heart, and I really love that to happen in 2021, is the fact that I would love to see voice assistant companies opening up more to third-party voice experience, third-party developers, when it comes to intent that are already handled by the voice assistant itself. So I give an example. For example, I think pretty much all the assistants that exist have a default way to handle the question, what's the weather? But it would be good to allow the user to pick another voice experience to handle that intent if they see fit, especially if there's other voice assistants that can handle the same experience. So for example, it'd be good to have the user go on Alexa or Google and say, hey, whenever I ask the weather, I would love for Big Sky to be able to answer that request. So instead of having to say, hey, Alexa, hey, Google, open Big Sky or ask Big Sky to give me the weather, they can just say, hey, Google, hey, Alexa, what's the weather? And then Big Sky can handle it. I think doing that will open up a bunch of things, not just for third-party developers, but also for the consumer, because I think there's a lot more that we can do and improve in those first-party intent that are already handled. But yeah, I think just opening up that possibility for third-party developer to compete without having the downside or having the user to say explicitly their name and have it configured could be a really big thing to do. So that's just my little what I would love to see in 2021.
My name is Jonathan Pan. I'm a technical evangelist for Bixby. And yeah, I just spend a lot of time building stuff for Bixby and letting developers see what they can do with Bixby as well. So I think a hidden gem in the voice experience is the Bixby Developers podcast. There's a Bixby capsule on it, so you guys can check it out on Bixby, and you can probably hear what I'm saying here on that podcast as well. I'm definitely a bit biased here, but I'm excited to see all the great things that Bixby is planning to do in 2021. For example, Bixby will soon have some monetization elements, so you guys should definitely stay tuned to check that out when that happens.
Hi, I'm Inat Loudon. I'm a voice user interface designer at Mobiquity. And on my spare time, I like to create Alexa skills and Bixby capsules. I love creating games and voice apps with sound effects and music. I really like the Novel Effect app. It's an app that plays music and sound effects while you or your kids are reading a book. And I think it's really cute, and kids can enjoy reading books more. And it's like a really cool interactive way to experience a book. I'd like to see more of a combination between voice and augmented reality and virtual reality. I think it can be a really cool and immersive experience, and I'm waiting to see what will happen with that area.
Hi, this is Martin Lins Fitzgerald, a voice evangelist here in Amsterdam, Europe. I help companies find their way into voice. I'm active in the Open Voice Network, And also, I run Project Silver, helping the older adults find their way. And lastly, I just started the Voice Coalition here in Holland to work together with all kinds of companies to see what we can do together, for instance, for dialect special needs groups and others. And my book just came out. I have a newsletter and a podcast, Dutch Cowboy on Twitter. Come follow me. I do mostly in English stuff. A hidden gem. Well, maybe there's two, actually. I'll start with the first one. This is Rabobank. This is a Dutch bank over 2 years ago. I believe they were the first one globally with an action which enabled you to see how much money you have in your account. I run my own business, so it's sometimes important to know if money or if an invoice is paid. And I do this literally just by asking it. So simple, so logical. But what's even more cool is that they got this going in less than 6 months. So the largest bank in Holland was able to link up their backend system safely to the Google backend, basically. Really cool execution. The prediction for the voice industry in 2021. I think we will hear something about Apple. Maybe Google will release an awesome feature again, Amazon as well. But I think these are all rumblings on the consumer front, which overall will get us a little bit further along or across the chasm, which is, of course, very important. But I think what is mostly or more important is the fact that enterprise voice will be taking off. So what is enterprise voice? For me, this is companies really integrating voice into their business processes. I've seen telcos integrating network devices with voice so that you can, with your voice, for instance, activate a guest password. You see much more work where customer care centers, the phone lines, are enabled by smart voice devices instead of old school IVRs. And this, I think, is one of the key features. And lastly, what to me is part of enterprise voice is independent voice systems. For instance, here we have a patient file system that by voice the caregivers can fill out. This is totally independent from whatever modern platform or open platform that you know or public consumer platform, but such an important thing to build, and it really shows a benefit for the patients as well as the doctors and caregivers. So enterprise voice that is not just consumer driven, but integrated into the company or just even separate or not aimed towards the consumer.
I hope you enjoyed all the guests on today's Bixby Developers Chat special end of year edition of the podcast. I certainly did. Have a great new year. Talk to you again in mid-January when we restart the regular podcast. This is Roger Kibbe of the Bixby Developers Chat podcast signing off.